It's called the Men's Basketball Hiring Report Card, a study produced for the Black coaches and administrators by Indiana University's National Sports Journalism Center. The BCA has been studying hiring practices of college and university athletic programs for several years, and for the 2011-12 hiring cycle, decided to release this report card as a yardstick to measure progress in minority hiring. But before we talk grades, let's learn a little history. Excluding the historically Black colleges and universities, let's turn the clocks back a quarter century to 1987, when 56% of all Division I college basketball players were players of color. At the same time, only 11% of coaches were coaches of color. That 19% ratio of coaches of color to players of color was what inspired the formation of the BCA. Their reasoning? The people in leadership positions should be representative of the population they lead. 14 years later, in 2001, the percentage of coaches of color had more than doubled, while the percentage of players of color grew marginally. So 11 years ago, the ratio went from 19% to 40%. That ratio reached its high point in 2005, at 46% coaches of color to players of color. But a funny thing has happened in the last 7 years. While minority player participation has grown incrementally, the percentage of coaches of color has dwindled incrementally. So the ratio has now shrunk from that high watermark of 46% back down to 37%. And so the BCA is looking for reasons why and shining a light on the hiring process. The methodology used 4 categories. 1, direct phone communication with Floyd Keith, the executive director of the BCA. 2, number of minorities on the hiring or search committee. 3, number of minority candidates interviewed for the coaching job. And 4, reasonable time to conduct the search. And by reasonable, that meant more points for deliberation. The good news? 9 of the 20 BCS football schools who hired basketball coaches in the last cycle, they got A's on their report cards. The closest school geographically to us, the University of South Carolina. 4 schools received a B, 4 a C, Air Force, the only school to earn a D, and 2 schools, Virginia Tech and Louisiana State, got Fs. And why did they get Fs, you ask? They didn't respond to the survey. That is because the BCA holds to the principle that says to not participate is to participate. And the irony of those 2 schools that flunked, they both hired coaches of color. On the surface, I would agree with those who say that that is just plain silly. However, the BCA is looking for transparency in hiring practices, and not answering the survey is not showing a whole lot of transparency. Bottom line for the BCA is, the ends did not justify the means. The bottom line for me, sometimes the right man for the job is the right man for the job, as long as you remember that the right man for the job doesn't necessarily look just like you. I'm Dave Gorin. We'll talk again soon.